You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty.
My name is Dee Dee, and I live in Grand Rapids, and I'm kind of happy with the election. A lot of things that needed to be passed. I was just following all Democrat. You know, I mean, not one Pacific, but the water. That was my main thing, was the water, because it's a lot that goes with water. So that's what I was really happy for.
I'm Michelle Peters. I feel pretty relieved this morning, knowing that the Democrats took the House and we have a new governor and some Democratic senators. That's a relief for me.
Michael Griffith, and I'm from Brighton, Michigan. Honestly, my reaction towards the results is kind of expected. The first proposal and everything like that, I prior feeling that everything is going to go through with that one, so honestly not that surprised about it. I voted yes on it too, just because, you know, I think it's better for the economy as a whole.
And those were more voices of voters all around Michigan on this day after the midterm election. And now we turn to the representative-elect for the 11th District, Democrat Haley Stevens. Welcome back to Stateside, and congratulations on your victory.
Thank you. It was a great night. It's been a long, exciting campaign, and we accomplished our goal, and now I'm ready to hit the ground running to deliver for the people of Michigan's 11th District. I'm so thankful to everyone who voted. Auburn Hills, down to Canton, over to Troy and Wixom. We've got an incredible district, and we're ready to put Washington to work for everyone.
The 11th district, as we know, was represented by Republican Dave Trott, who chose not to run again. And President Trump won the district by 4 percentage points in 2016. Why do you think you won?
I campaigned on the manufacturing economy, talking right to the heart of what we do here in Michigan's 11th district. We make things. We've got 75% of the research and development and autonomous vehicle technology. We have companies like Mahindra who moved into Auburn Hills and Troy last year, expanding throughout our district. I'm talking about our 21st century skills trades, our STEM education, what we need to do for our public schools. And I reached out to everybody I could to talk about how I want to make Michigan's 11th district, southeastern Michigan, shine from the nation's capital.
And women up and down the ballot in Michigan and really across the country won last night. What does that tell you?
It's an exciting and transformative time. People are looking to restore trust and faith in their government. Trust levels are at their lowest levels ever in the history of government. We all know that Congress hasn't usually been the most popular of institutions, but yet our taxpayer dollars go to fund our Congress and our district offices, and it's time to get to work for people. It's time to deliver on infrastructure needs. It's in Michigan's 11th district, our fair share of federal funding, our infrastructure guarantee around safe and clean drinking water for everyone, as well as seizing hold of innovation opportunities for us.
And you're heading to Washington as a member of the new Democratic majority in the House. What would you like to see tackled first by the caucus?
I think we're going to have to do something on the costs of prescription drugs. They're exorbitant. They're through the roof. It's not a Democrat or Republican issue. It's an American issue. It's something that's really affecting our families, particularly our seniors. I'm hopeful that we can pass some legislation that will allow Medicare to negotiate directly with our drug companies to lower those costs. We certainly want to protect and improve our Affordable Care Act and protect those with pre-existing conditions. And lastly, we're all waiting for that infrastructure bill that President Trump campaigned on. This is something that I want to play a leading role in. I'd like to deliver on the innovation needs as well as the maintenance and repair and put people to work right here in southeastern Michigan.
So that's certainly with infrastructure. You're right. He has said he'd like to see something done. Democrats have said that. Do you see that as a good place to start working together?
I think that's going to be a place for us to get something done for the American people, absolutely. And I ran as a pragmatic problem solver. I've spent my career working across the aisle, working on factory floors into corporate boardrooms. So we know that collaboration is the way of the 21st century, the way to solve some of our larger challenges, and that's what we're expecting and needing for this new Congress, and that's my commitment to the district.
Many Democrats, many independents, and some Republican critics of the president were hoping for the House to flip. It did, which means now Democrats have the committee chairmanships and the subpoena power to investigate the Trump administration, what would you like to see happen?
I think we need to see the Mueller investigation through its course. I think we certainly want to make sure that our federal agencies, from the Environmental Protection Agency to the U.S. Department of Education, are being run properly. That's certainly going to be some of the checks and balances that people want to reclaim with the Congress. And that's something that we can do now that we have the majority.
What are your thoughts about Nancy Pelosi as House Speaker?
I think that Nancy Pelosi is somebody who's come from the West Coast, and we kind of, I'm a Democrat, but we need that Midwestern leadership. It's something that's sort of been missing for quite some time from our party. I'm a new Democrat that's been campaigning on a message of fiscal responsibility as well as the inspiring message that we're an inclusive and exciting party that is ready to lead the future, that we do have an economic message, but we need somebody who's going to be delivering for us here in the heartland in the Midwest. That's something that I'm looking for.
So I'm hearing that you'd like to see someone new as House Speaker.
Yes.
Okay. What about any particular committees that you'd like to serve on? You have your eye on any particular committees?
Well, we've obviously spent a lot of time just this morning talking about infrastructure. I'd certainly like to see myself on something that could address our infrastructure needs, if that's the Transportation and Infrastructure Committee. I've got a lot of passion for our education and workforce, our 21st century labor movement right here in Michigan. That might also be an opportunity as well.
Now, in 2 years, assuming you will be running again, what do you hope to be able to tell the voters in Michigan's 11th district that you have done for them in Washington?
Well, I've run as a listener-in-chief. I intend to serve as a listener-in-chief, and even if I didn't earn your vote, your opinion matters to me. I want to hear from you. I want to collaborate with you. I want to be a champion for our public schools, from Novi to Birmingham. I'm a Sehome graduate myself. I think we need somebody who's going to be partnering with our public schools, leading from what I call the bottom up. We don't necessarily need to take a top-down approach from Washington, but we need to leverage our community leaders, our regional stakeholders, our mayors and our township supervisors who, I've had the privilege of working with throughout my career and certainly on this campaign. I'll be working with them from the halls of Congress to make sure that they get their fair share of federal funding and that our region is continuing to grow and prosper for the years to come.
Democrat Haley Stevens, the representative-elect for the 11th District of Michigan, heading to Congress. Thank you so much for speaking with us.
Thank you.